If you have your Bible, turn with us tonight to Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5 for just a little bit. I want to look at a subject tonight that we're going to looking at the next, I guess, tomorrow. Amen. When we celebrate our liberty that we have in the Lord. Amen. That's what's important. The liberty we have as a country to worship and to be what we did is important. But it's important to have liberty in the Lord. Amen? Amen. Galatians chapter 5, begin reading at verse 1. If you have your place, stand with honor in reading of God's Word. The Bible says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Behold, I, Paul, say unto you that if ye be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised that he is a debtor to do the whole law. Christ is become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, ye are fallen from grace. For we, through the Spirit, wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. Ye did run well, who did hinder you that ye should not obey the truth. This persuasion cometh not of him that calleth you. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. I want to look at this tonight, this law of liberty that we have. Liberty in Christ Jesus our Lord. We're going to celebrate on tomorrow, the 4th of July, we're going to celebrate our independence. And we're going to celebrate the independence of a nation that's able to worship in spirit and truth. I told the fellas I was listening this week, and they was talking about these different nations and countries. And some of these Muslim nations is rising up, and they're overpowering the Christians. They're passing laws, and it's against the law to be a Christian in some nations today. What liberty we have here in the United States of America. We have liberty. We have freedom. And we oughtn't to take that for granted. We ought to love the Lord and love His house and love the fellowship and love together in His presence. We can receive the help that He has for us. Help us, youngins, never to take it for granted what we have right here. Where the Lord meets with us and He helps us a purpose. He gives us that we need because we have liberty in Christ Jesus. Amen. Don't be bound down. Don't be bound into bondage, but praise God, be free. And if you be free today, you've got to be free in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Freedom is in the Lord. If you have your pastor's corner, you can look. I want to give you these verses that we had in there in the pastor's corner this month where we do our little letter to you, I guess it is. We have some verses about the liberty and the liberty in Christ Jesus and what true liberty is today. In 2 Corinthians 3, 16 and 17, it says, nevertheless, when it, and he's talking about man's hearts, he said, shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is a liberty. I thank God for the liberty that we have here in this place. I thank God for the way that He moves here on this hill. I thank God for the way that He moves, Brother Bill, down in our hearts. The way He helps us a purpose. He just seems to show up. And when He does, He shows out. He gives us that we need. And He encourages us. And He lifts us up. And all we do is just draw closer to Him each and every day of our life. But He doesn't stop there. He talks about that perfect law of liberty. In James 1 and 25, He tells us how to have that liberty in our lives. He said, but whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful doer, a hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. He said, when we take the law of liberty, that perfect law of liberty, I want to say there's nothing wrong with the law of liberty today. The law of liberty that we had is a liberty in Christ Jesus, our Lord. That's who we have today. It's so precious. It's precious to behold. It's something that's dear, and it's near and dear to my heart, and I thank God for that liberty. Paul was telling the Galatians the same thing. He said, you've got a precious commodity. He said, you've got liberty in the church of the living God. He said, and you need to stand fast in that liberty that you have. He said, wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. We're not tied up to bondage. We're not bound today. We've been made free in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. There's nothing to hold us. There's nothing to bind us in this world. If we're free in Jesus, then we're free indeed. Paul said, listen, he said, behold, I, Paul, say unto you that if you be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. He said, I want to say, and I don't care what the Jehovah's Witness say. I don't care what the Mormons say. They say this. They say, well, Christ, the cross was a good place to start, but you got to go beyond that. I want to say, if you add anything to the cross of Christ, it's sacrilegious. It goes against the teachings of the Word of God. It's Christ and Him crucified. It's the blood of Jesus Christ that bought us from our sin. It's all that we need tonight. It's the blood of the Lamb that shed from the foundation world. The plan of God was set forth for me and you. And all we had to do is just accept what He done for us, and we'd be made free. We'd have liberty tonight in Christ Jesus, my Lord. Praise be to God. He done that for me, Brother Jeff. I didn't deserve it, but He come to where I was, and He lifted me up, and He lifted me out above my sins, and He set me free in Christ Jesus. And Paul said, when you're free in the Lord, why would you want to be bound down to the world that you live in? Man, they want to pull us back down. They want to put us. I heard a fella preaching yesterday about being under the law. Being under the law. Going back to the law and the Sabbath. Amen. But I want to say this morning, on the authority of God this afternoon, that we have liberty in Christ Jesus. We have a new covenant with the Lord, and it was sealed in the blood of a precious Savior, a Redeemer of mankind, came from heavens in a portal of glory, and He was manifest in the flesh, and He dwelled among men, and He walked up an old hill called Calvary, and He hung on an old rugged cross. Praise be to God. And listen, that yoke of bondage was glory to God. It was on His back. It was on Him. Everything that would hold us back was on the Lamb of God. And He carried it up the hill to a place called Calvary. And He hung it on the cross. And He died for the sins of the world. Amen. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Paul said, why would you want to be bound when you've got liberty in Jesus? Amen. Why would you want to go back to the works that they do? Why would you want to go back to the bindings that it has on you when you can maybe be free in Jesus Christ your Lord? Amen. You know what the problem is tonight? We don't want to accept Him as our Lord. We kind of like them old Pharisees. They said, we'll not have this man to rule over us. We'll not have Him as our King. We'll not have Him as our Lord. Amen. That's what's wrong with us today. We want to ease your way out. Amen. Hey, listen, we just don't want the Lord Jesus Christ to be the Lord of our lives. We don't want to submit ourselves to Him. And I don't know why. Because we know from God's Word what He can do for us. We've seen in our own eyes and our mind what God can do for you. But we just got to sell out for Him. Don't be caught up in that yoke of bondage. The yoke of bondage has been broken by the cross of Calvary. Amen. In the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We're free today in Jesus. Amen. You can't add to the cross. Praise God. It's all sufficient for every need. It's all sufficient to save you from your sin. It's all sufficient to deliver you from yourself. It's all sufficient to get you to the portals of glory. It's all sufficient to bring you into the throne room of God. Amen. It's all sufficient to lift you out of the muck and mire that you live. And praise God, set you on a solid rock, on a firm foundation in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. He's all that we need. We don't need nothing else. These cults that's going around saying, well, you've got to have the Jesus plus this and that. It's Jesus and nothing else. Praise God. Death, burial, and His resurrection. The shedding of His blood for the sins of mankind. But listen to what Paul says. Boy, if these fellows would just read the Word of God. But they'll take a little section here and a little section here and they make their whole doctrine out of it. And they change the Word of God and they add to and they make it a lie. But Paul said, for I testify again to every man that is circumcised that he is a debtor to do the whole law. Amen. He said, if you're going to say, well, I'm certain, he said, I'm under the law. He said, then you got to do the whole law. He said, if you come short, now listen to me, if you're going to live by the law, what are you saying, Pastor? What does it mean to live under the law? It means to fulfill the whole law of God, to do exactly like God says and never miss a mark.
Amen.
Amen. To never come short. That's what it means. You say, well, preacher, no man's perfect. Exactly.
Amen.
There's no man, there's no woman that's perfect tonight, but we're made perfect in Him that was perfect. That is perfect.
Amen.
Amen. We've been set free from our imperfection in Christ Jesus, my Lord, today.
Amen.
Amen. I have, you have, we have, we all have if we just accept Him. We've been made free. We have liberty tonight to celebrate and to worship. Praise God. You know what worship is? That's just coming together, just magnifying God for what He's done and what He's doing.
Amen.
See, we have reason to celebrate tonight. We have reason to come in the house of God and worship Him in power and anointing of the Holy Ghost. Because we've been set at liberty. Those that are bought with a price. And you've accepted that purchase.
Yes, sir.
You believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Because Paul said, if not, said you're a debtor to the whole law. All points of the law. Now, I've not seen nobody out building altars and offering up little calves and things lately. Amen. But if you're going to fulfill the whole law, you have to do all that. Amen. With all points. But if we come short on one, then we've transgressed the law of God. If we come short on one, then we've come short on all of them. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I try to be a pretty good person. Well, pretty good ain't good enough. He said, Christ has become as no effect, of no effect unto you. Now listen to this. Now he say these yous here. Who's he talking? He's talking about those that profess but don't possess that they say they have. He said, Christ has become of no effect unto you. Whomsoever of you are justified by the law, ye are fallen from grace. Amen. He said you've compromised the very position of grace because you've not accepted it as that you need to help you to be that overcomer for Christ. Amen. You try saying, well, preacher, I've got to do this and I've got to do that. All we have to do is submit ourselves to the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. He'll be, glory to God, He'll be the shepherd of our souls and He'll lead us in the right path for His name's sake. Did you get that? He'll lead us in the right path for His name's sake, not for Jeff Massey. Amen. It won't be to glorify me.
Amen.
But when the Lord Jesus Christ moves into your heart and He takes up His abode and He begins to direct you in the path that He'd have you to go, it's for His glory.
Amen.
And He ain't going to mess you up.
Amen.
Amen.
No,
He's going to keep you in the right path because He wants you to do well because it brings glory to His name. Amen. What a Savior we have.
Amen.
What liberty in Jesus.
Amen.
Why would you want to give that up? Why would you want to compromise that? When you have that blessed hope tonight in Christ Jesus the Lord. He said if you're going to fulfill the law, you got to do the whole aspect of the law. Let me give you an example. Say you're going down 151. Hey man, and you're running about 60 miles an hour. Are you with me? You run 60 miles an hour down 151. Speed limit, by the way, for you ladies is 45. Amen. So you're cruising along at 60 mile there and you're listening to your favorite gospel tune and the tears are flowing and you're praising God. Amen. All of a sudden you look up in your rearview mirror and the blue lights are flashing. The man done got you. Amen. So he comes up there and you say, well, I know how to handle this. I've got Jesus with me. And he comes up there to the car and he said, well, listen, he said, do you know how fast you is going? He said, well, officer, let me just explain. He said, I've been a good man. I've never robbed the store. I've never robbed the bank. I've never committed murder. I've never committed adultery. I've never committed none of these things that the Bible said I should stay away from. But that officer looks at him but said, son, you broke the law. You're speeding. Amen. Therefore, you're jealous. You can't justify one without the other. Amen. Glory be to God. If you're guilty in one offense, you're guilty in them all. And now that's not exactly the same, but you can get the gist. If we're guilty of one, then we're guilty of all. He said, there's no use being caught up under the law when you can fall under grace. Praise God in mercy. That's when that officer come up to the window and he said, well, you know, and you say, officer, I'm sorry. I know I was wrong. I wasn't paying attention. I was just caught up in the Lord. I was worshiping God. I just didn't realize how fast I was going. Officer, just have mercy on me. And that officer says, he said, well, son, all right, I'm going to have mercy on you. I'm going to be lenient. I'm just going to give you a warning and send you. Now that's mercy. Praise be to God. That's what God extends to you. It wasn't for old sinners. He don't punish you. You don't get what you deserve, but you get the just, you get that mercy of God because He loves you and He's just in what He does. If we confess our sins, amen, said He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. We have an advocate, by the way, with the Father. He said, there's one God and there's one mediator between man and God, the man Christ Jesus. He's sitting up there at the right hand of the Father today, and He said, hey, them's my little old sheep. Father, these belong to us. You give them to me. He said, I ain't lost a one. Amen. How about that one? He said, wait a minute, Father, I've got to go chase one of them. He's messing up. He's headed in the wrong direction. He's going to get hurt. So I've got to head him off. And the Lord sends the Holy Ghost of God, and He catches you right before you go off into that abyss. And He reaches out and He gets you and He said, wait a minute, young man. Wait a minute, young lady. I don't want you to go there. I love you too much to let you get hurt that way. And boy, He loves you and He loves you back into the fold. Amen. That's what God does. That's what mercy and grace, that's what grace bestowed does to me and you.
Amen.
Amen. The grace of a holy God. Paul said, why would you want to live under the law when you got grace? Amen. Bless His holy name. He said that you want to transgress that grace. Said you want to fall from that grace. You said you want to disallow the grace of God. Why would anybody want to do that? Why would anybody want to compromise the grace of God? But notice in verse 5, it says, for we. Now He's talking about Himself and the brethren. For we, through the Spirit, wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. He said, now let me tell you, how true born-again believers do it. He said, we've got a hope. He said, and our hope's not in the world, and our hope's not in the Pope. He said, our hope is in Christ Jesus our Lord, the righteous one of God. And because of that hope we have in Him, we have hope of righteousness through Him today.
Amen.
Ain't you glad for that? Ain't you glad that your righteousness is not in yourself, but your righteousness it's been put on account of our Lord? He clothes us with His righteousness. Amen. He envelops us with His righteousness. He makes us right in the eyes of God. Amen. We can't do it ourselves. The law says you can't. The law just points out our sins. Points out our shortcomings, our enmity against God. But praise be to God, grace comes into play. And it offers us an opportunity for this hope and this faith. In verse 6 it says, for in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision. Now what He's saying is here, He said it's no longer, hey, God is not a respecter of persons. He said, it's not about the Jew, and glory to God, it's not about the Gentile. But He said, it's about all of mankind. He said that God loves with a godly love. He said, it's whosoever will. That's who Jesus came to save. He came to seek and to save that was lost. And He came to whosoever would believe on Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And whosoever tonight, that's me, and that's you, every child. child, every man, woman, boy, and girl. That's who Jesus came to seek and to save. Amen. That the grace of God may be manifest in your life. Praise the Lord. But he said he's not at Jesus Christ. For in Jesus neither circumcision availeth anything or uncircumcision. You say, well, what's important then? He said, but faith, which worketh by love. He said, it's faith that works. Amen. That's the same thing old brother James said. He said, if you've got faith, praise God, that faith will work in you and it'll help you along this journey of life. It'll uplift you when you're down. It'll carry you when you can't walk. It'll nurse you when you need a big hug. Amen. That's faith. That's what faith is. That's what faith does. Just trusting that God will be there for you. That the Holy Ghost of God will show you the right way. It's that we need in Him today. That we don't have in ourselves. That the law by way can't give us. The law can't give us that hope. All that law could give us was the law. But praise God, Jesus superseded that law. Amen. He said, but faith which worketh by love. There's that love that He gives to us, that He bestows upon us. And now, James, let me show you something. James chapter 2. James chapter 2, verse 17. You remember what it says? Talking about works. James chapter 2, verse 17. Said, even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead being alone. But he says, hey, listen, James says it's faith that works that's in you. Amen? It's not that we got to do it. It's just that if you've got faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, if you love Him, it's not that I've got to, but it's that I get to. Amen? Amen. Do you hear me tonight? Faith that works. It's not saying, well, I've got to do this for the Lord. I've got to be this for the Lord. It's not saying I've got to do that, but it's I get to be this for the Lord. I get to do that for my Lord. Amen? I get to magnify the Lord. I get to worship the Lord in the congregation of the church. I get to do that. Not that I have to. Amen? But I get to. Amen? It's not that I got to start my morning with morning devotions. But I get to start my morning with morning devotions. I get to call upon the name of the Lord. I get to talk to Him every day. I get to pray to Him. I get to worship Him. I get to magnify Him. Amen? Not that I got to, but I get to. Praise the Lord. Did you ever look at it that way? Amen? It's what we get to do in Christ Jesus. Amen? I get to go to church. I get to pay my tithe. Amen. I get to give back to God what He's blessed me with. I get to do that. Amen. It's not I got to, but I get to. Because God's blessed me so much. God's given me so much. I get to lift up holy hands to the holy God because He's blessed me. Because I want to magnify Him. I don't have to. I don't got to, but I get to. Amen. Praise the Lord. What a Savior that we have today. Amen. We get to share our faith. Not that I've got to, Brother Jeff. Not that I've got to tell somebody about Jesus, but I get to. I get to tell you about Jesus. I get to tell you what Jesus done for me. I get to tell you how much He loved me. I get to tell you how much I love Him.
Amen.
Amen. I get to do that because God's given me that liberty in Jesus Christ. We've got liberty, young'uns. Let's not fail to use it. Praise the Lord. Not that I got to, but I get to. A faith, that's that response in love. Amen? That's what faith is, a response in love. We get to because we love those that we got to get to. Amen? Praise the Lord. Well, hey, praise God tonight. Amen? We got to get them and get them in. Amen? And he says, but he goes on here and he said there's been some intervention in your life. Now God's given us some the practical application of grace here. And he says, he said, you did run well. Now, Paul here is referencing to a race. Amen? He's referencing to a great race. And he said, you did run well. He said, you made a profession and you started out good. I mean, you look good. You look like you was in the race. You look like you was a competitor. Amen? You look like you had the goods. You started out well. Amen. You come up out of there with a shout. Glory to God, you was headed in the right direction. But he said, who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? Amen? So what Paul's saying in this race, he said, who cuts you off? You remember in the Olympics here several years ago, there was this lady, her name was Lindsay. And she was racing, and there was another lady from Africa. Her last name was Bud. You remember that race? It was all over the TV, and they was running. They was in their lanes, and they was running in the Olympic race. Now, Lindsay, she had won a lot of races, but she had never won in the Olympics. And I mean, she was feisty. She was one of the feistest. And she took off in her lane, and boy, she was getting her done. And she got on down the road there, and somehow or another, that Bud lady got over in her lane and cut her off. And she tripped up, and she just went a sprawling. That's what Paul's talking about. She stayed there on the road, and she watched the others go on by and across the finish line. Paul's asking the question. He said, you started out well. But he said, who tripped you up? He said, who cut you off? What hindered you? What kept you from going? What's keeping us from going on for the glory of God? What's keeping us from partaking of the liberty that He's given us? Why are we fainting? Why are we quitting? Why are we slowing down? He said, we have liberty in Christ Jesus. So why stop now? Amen. He said, you've got distracted from the truth. He said, you've got distracted from the truth. He said, that's what hindered you. He said, who cut you off? Who kept you from winning the race? Who kept you from pressing on? Amen. Now listen to what he says, verse 8. He said, this persuasion cometh not of him that calleth you. He said, now the hindrance that you have in your life, the reason that you're not running full bore for the Lord like you used to, he said, it's not God that cuts you off. Amen. He said, it's not God that persuaded you, that hindered you in your walk. God would never do that. He said, it wasn't God that sidetracked you. It wasn't God that cut you off. It wasn't God that got ahead of you. It wasn't God that caused you to make the wrong turn. Amen. God was there directing you. God was giving you the instruction to go right. And you chose to go left. He gave you a destruction into a narrow way and you chose the broad way. Amen. Who hindered you? Where did we quit, youngins? We come into this thing and we were on fire for God. We were saved and we come out of the thing and we had a burden to tell folks about Jesus. What does hindereth us? It's not God. God's the same yesterday and forever. He changeth not. What's hindering us? Amen. It's not God that's persuaded us. But he says, but Paul goes on, he changes it from a race scenario to a food scenario. I believe old Paul was a Baptist through and through. Amen. He loved a good fight, a good race, and he loved food. Amen. But he says a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. He said it was a little bit of leaven come in. A little bit of untruth, a little bit of leaven got into your loaf. Amen. A little bit of leaven come in and it began to confuse you. It began to bring doubt. Boy, we need to be careful, youngins, what we listen to. We need to be careful who we listen to. We need to be careful who we study after. Because just a little leaven will confuse you. It'll misdirect you. It'll cause you to err in the Word of God. That little bit of leaven, it makes a difference. That little bit of leaven in our lives, praise God, it'll come in and it'll manifest itself and it'll begin to grow on us. And it'll begin to, that little bit of leaven, that little bit of bad, that little bit of sin, that's what leaven represents in the Bible is sin. That little bit of sin comes in and it begins to push out the good. Amen? That little bit of sin will begin to push out the good. And that sin will begin to get bigger and bigger in us. Oh, it may not be that little one that you partook of. But it'll be some other one. You say, well, I got by with that, did you? Maybe I'll get by with this too. I've done them too. Maybe just a little of this won't hurt. Amen? And that leaven just keeps coming in, that leaven, just a little bit. Just a little bit, and a little bit more, and a little bit more, till it's leavened the whole loaf. Till our whole being. And he said, who persuaded you to go this way? He said, it wasn't God. God was trying to direct you in the right path. But what path did you choose? We chose the wrong path. It's grace through faith that we need of the Lord. Anything else is error. Amen. We've got to have that faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. We've got to believe that He is, and He is that that'll help us along this walk of life. Because if we allow just a little bit, just a little bit of leaven, you say, well, preacher, just a little bit won't hurt. Just a little bit in my life. Now, you youngins, listen to me. Just a little bit of something in your life, a little bit of sin, it won't hurt me. It won't hurt me. Well, let me just give you a scenario. You're going to fly out of Asheville, North Carolina. And Brianna, you're going to go to Honolulu, Hawaii. Praise God, what a vacation. And you get on that plane and that airplane pilot. Amen, you get in there and he said, buckle up your seatbelts, we're fixing to take off. And they get you up there and they get you all strapped in. You're ready to depart. And then the pilot comes on again over the intercom. And the pilot says, listen, folks, we've got a little bit of a technical difficulty. Our navigational system's off just a little bit. But it don't worry about it. It's only off 1 degree. We'll be departing in just a minute for Honolulu, Hawaii from Asheville Regional Airport. You know what we should be doing? We should be hunting for the door. That's what we would be doing. We would be running for the door of that plane. We would be looking to get off because 1 degree of air from Asheville, North Carolina to Honolulu, Hawaii would put you 400 miles out in the ocean and you'll be shark bait by morning. 1 degree won't matter. It matters a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. Praise God. We don't need a little. We just need to stay with God a lot. Amen. God is ever present in our life. God's an ever present help. We don't need the world and we don't need the law. We need a holy God and a Lord and Savior that paid for our debt on a cross called Calvary with His blood that He shed for us. We don't need nothing else, youngins. All we need is Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Death, burial, and resurrection. Amen. I'm glad He didn't stay dead. Youngins, we serve a risen Savior. Amen. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father to make intercession for us. For me and you, for our families, for our loved ones, for our little ones, for our big ones. He's sitting there today to make intercession for us. Amen. When God ought to just pluck us up and just thump us in the head, the Lord and Savior sitting there and He said, Father, they know not what they do. Let me direct them through the Spirit. Glory. He said, let old Bill Bryson go by and tell them how much I love them, how much I care for them. Let me go by and say, let me have one of these dear ladies, one of these brethren go by and tell them that Jesus loves them. Let me redirect them. Let me refocus them. And Father says, all right, son, you know I can't deny you. You've already paid the price. Amen. And the Lord continues to work on us. He continues to help us. He continues to give us that we need. Day by day, He begins to strengthen us. Paul said, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ had made us free. He said, we're free in Jesus tonight. We're not burdened down by the bondage, the yoke of bondage. We're not bound down by this old world. But we're free in Christ Jesus the Lord. Let's just trust the Lord tonight. Let's just trust Jesus and His shed blood. Let's just march on for Calvary's sake to the very end. A good warrior for Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. We're free in Christ. Let me show you something. Back in verse 4, I just happened to think of this. I read this evening in the study. Back in Galatians chapter 4 and verse 8, it said, howbeit then, when ye knew not God, ye did service unto them which by nature are no gods. But listen to this. But now, after that ye have known God, or rather are known of God, He knows you in a special way. He said, how turn ye again to the weak and beggarly elements wherein ye desire again to be in bondage? He said, hey, if you know the Lord, you've got freedom. He said, why do you want to go back to those weak and beggarly elements? He said, when you've got liberty, you've got freedom. Amen. In Christ Jesus, your Lord. Amen. I don't want to go back to those beggarly elements. I don't want to go back to the weak things of this world. I want to stay with Jesus, don't you? Amen. Jesus, He's the only way. He is the Savior and keeper of our souls.